all documents and communications between any employee of Pruitt, Mahler, Tucker and any of the following individuals: A. Hunter Biden, B. James Biden, C. Joe Biden, D. Eric Schwerin. Wire transfers have been the tool of choice for money launderers. To mitigate the risks to the financial institutions, suspicious wire transfers over $10,000 are flagged for review. Wire transactions involving more than $10,000 are also to be reported to the Internal Revenue Service. Moreover, international wire payments, such as those to James and Hunter, are monitored by the Office of Foreign Assets Control to ensure the money is not a part of corrupt business schemes. The wire transfers could be the intake component of a greater payout mechanism. In 2019, Hunter revealed in texts the Biden family's payout vehicle. The detailed mechanism indicates a collection of 50% of familial salaries for 30 years. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter described in texts to his daughter. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. The Biden family's payment mechanism may reveal the core of an entrenched business enterprise, which could involve legal predicates for racketeering charges, according to former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Holman. On July 20, CNN reported Hunter Biden could be charged in the coming months by the Justice Department for tax violations and lying to law enforcement about illegally purchasing a firearm. Trump-appointed U.S. Prosecutor David Weiss is weighing whether Hunter and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax and foreign lobbying laws, as well as whether Hunter Biden broke federal firearm and other regulations. The investigation includes the Biden family's foreign business schemes while Joe Biden was vice president. During those years, Hunter routinely met with Joe Biden about 30 times at either the White House or the vice president's residences at the Naval Observatory, Hunter's laptop from hell revealed. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley believes a special counsel should be appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland to study Hunter's corruption. Turley noted Joe Biden has denied any wrongdoing by Hunter and may have influenced the ongoing investigation. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.